Hi, hello everybody. Welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Lisa Lang. This week I'm talking about Kelly Clarkson. So here we go. Kelly Brian Clarkson was born in Fort Worth, Texas. She grew up in Boston, Texas and was educated at Pauline Hughes Middle School. In the 7th grade, she's school choir teacher. Cynthia Glenn overheard her singing in the hallway and asked her to audition for the school choir. Clarkson told her she'd never had any professional vocal training. Upon her Boston, Clarkson was encouraged by her friends to audition for the first season of reality television series American Idol, The Search of a Superstar, in May 2002. Trying to distance herself from American Idol image, Clarkson decided to leave Fuller and 19 Management and hired the service to a talent manager, Jeff Quartnez, of the firm. She reinvented herself to some extent, developing more rock-oriented sound for her second studio album, Breakaway. Breakaway was released on November 30th on 2004 and became Clarkson's most commercially successful album. After debuting at number 3 on the Billboard 200, its longevity allowed it to become the third best-selling album of 2005 in the US. Five singles were released to promote Breakaway. Its title track, Breakaway, was originally released in July 2004 as the soundtrack for Disney film The Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement, and it was later re-released as the fifth single in May 2006. It became Clarkson's third top 10 single on the Billboard Hot 100, with a peak of number 6. Clarkson's third studio album, My December, was released on June 22, 2007. The album relied on darker times and heavier rock music. She replaced Davis and the executive producer and co-wrote all the tracks, and she opted to collaborate with her band members rather than her previous producers and collaborators. By December, debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200 chart. Clarkson recorded a country duet with Jason Aldean with Don't You Wanna Stay for his 2010 album My Kind of Party. It became her number one song on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart and sold over 2.7 million copies, making it the best-selling country collaboration in history. Stronger What Doesn't Kill You served in the second single of January 2012 and topped 16 on the Billboard charts, becoming her third number one Hot 100 in January 2013. Clarkson performed at My Country, Tis of the Thee, but of the second inauguration of the US President Barack Obama. Her live rendition was acclaimed by critics, who contrasted it with Beyoncé's pre-recorded performance during the same event. Clarkson's sixth studio album was the first Christmas record, Wrapped in the Red, was solely produced by Greg Kustin. She co-wrote all five original songs and recorded 11 cover songs versions of Christmas standards and carols, released on the 25th of October 2013. The album debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Top Holiday Albums and at number 3 on the Billboard 200 chart. The album's lead single, Underneath the Tree, was an adult contemporary number 1 hit in both US and Canada. Clarkson subsequently became Billboard's 9th top adult contemporary act of 2013. On February 28, 2019, it was announced that she would return to host the 2019 Billboard Music Awards, which aired on May 1, 2019. Clarkson voiced Maxie and provided original songs in the animated musical film comedy film Ugly Dolls, which was released on May 3, 2019. Clarkson also began hosting for the daytime variety talk show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, which premiered on September 9, 2019. In June 2020, it was announced that she would receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2021, being indicated as the category of recording. In February 2022, Clarkson and Snoop Dogg were named co-hosts for the singing competition series American Song Contest. It is an adaptation of the popular international songwriting competition Eurovision Song Contest. The series premiered on the 21st of March 2022. Clarkson featured on a duet version of James Arthur's song From the Jump, which was released in April 2024. She was featured on Terry Clark's song If I Were You, from Clark's 2024 album Take Two. In January 2025, Clarkson revealed on her talk show she had launched her own record label with plans to release her own music independently for the first time in her career. The following month, Live Nation announced Kelly Clarkson's studio sessions, an 18-day residency of the Coliseum and Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. In July 2025, it was announced that Clarkson would return to The Voice for its 29th season in the spring of 2026. In August 2025, Clarkson began hosting a new show, Songs and Stories with Kelly Clarkson, which is based on the occasional segment that she does have on her talk show. So now you know about Kelly Clarkson. Honestly, she's actually the most amazing singer I've ever heard. My favourite song is What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. Like, during the past, obviously I've had a lot of downtimes, and hearing that song just makes me feel more boosted up, and just it gives me that boost of motivation to actually do something. So whenever I'm feeling down, I'll just put that song on, and it just gives me that buzz and like where I should continue and make everyone proud. Because if you listen to the lyrics, so a lot of songs have it. They have like hidden messages, and that one definitely does. So yeah, that is a lovely song. And of course, I do like Underneath the Tree, because that's one that, well, it's not my favourite Christmas song. I do love that Christmas song. It's amazing. I love it. But yeah, tune in next week as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care, and bye for now.